Welcome to our public affairs program. Today, I am joined by one of the founding members of the Palmer Labor Day Celebration, Randy Hilgen. Randy, how are you today?
Great. Doing super, Max.
We are right around the corner away from Palmer Labor Day, one of the biggest celebrations. I'm going to go ahead and say it in the area. It's been going on, Randy was telling me, for over 40 years. Randy, you are one of the starters of the Labor Day celebration. Why don't you give me a little history on how you came up with the idea? And
well, yeah, it started that actually before I lived in Palmer. Some group of ladies really got together and started wanting to know what we could do, and so we put our heads together and decided to do a Labor Day and just kind of build it on. So we had a softball. I started a fast pitch softball team there in the late 70s, early 80s, and we kind of started a slow pitch co-ed softball tournament then, and actually we took it over from the girls. They didn't want to do it, so we kind of took it over, our fast pitch team, from them. And it's been 40, yeah, at least 40 years we've been doing that. And I mean, it's just one of them deals. It's just standing. You get your name in, or you won't get to play there.
I guess what kind of helped you guys build up the success over there with that softball tournament? Just word of mouth? And
yeah, just the atmosphere of the. And if you've never been to Palmer, up on the hill, we call it. Like I said, you drive into Palmer, a little town of 100 and some people, and you drive up the hill and you see this nice, beautiful ball diamond up there. It's kind of like seeing a prehistoric monster out in the country. You know, it just catches your eye, and we built on it for 40 years, like I said, and put a new playground. A couple gals got together, oh, 6-7 years ago, and we put a nice playground up there, too, with all the fancy, you know, toys, slides and stuff. I mean, people just get together and just keep adding, and here we are. And it's just a nice venture to come up there. Like I said, we got hill, you got the terraces you sit on up on the south side and look down on the ball diamond, and it's just good atmosphere.
I guess for you personally, you kind of just started, like you said, a softball tournament, and it's built over the years. When did you kind of feel it take on, you know, this 3-day celebration sort of deal? Was there like a year you said, you know, this is something we're doing for the rest of the time?
Yeah, we used to do it. Actually, we used to do it when we first started. We took on as many teams as we could. We actually played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Finished up on Monday. And then we got a lot of teams wanting to play, come from, you know, Topeka. I think even Kansas City, Wichita. Well, and we kind of closed down Labor Day in Palmer with the championship ball game that night. Well, it got a little late for them teams to get back. Finish it up in 2 days, and the teams like that because they can get home too and spend time with their families if they want to, or come back to Palmer.
Yeah, exactly. Palmer, it doesn't stop after the softball tournament. Of course, it runs into Monday. Monday is kind of the big, I don't want to say the big day over there, but you got a lot going on over there, Randy. What's some of the highlights? I'm seeing a car show, a tractor show.
We got trap shoot. Starts tonight. Got a fishing tournament. We got, like I said, the car show be going on. You got tractor show, craft show, cakewalk, bingo, quarter carnival. Then, of course, the parade ends at all 2:30 with the parade on Monday. But we started. We got a lot of the young kids moving back, and they're kind of getting started and taking over and bringing some new stuff in. So we're on Saturday night. Saturday is going to be a big day, too.
Yeah, what is going on Saturday? Something new this year I saw.
Yeah, we're putting, of course, the softball tournament starts, and we got a gun show there, 9 o'clock it starts, and we got a youth free throw contest at the basketball court, then a Palmer Hilltop Golf, something new there at west of the ball diamond out in the pasture. Then that night, we got mini food truck festival coming in, and we got the big band, the tribute band, the Hype, coming in. And they're a show band. They're going to come in from 9 to 11:30 right downtown. They come in at Max, and they bring us their own stage. You got the guy who brings the stage in, got to set it up, and put on a heck of a show, I guess.
You guys are still doing your fried chicken dinner then on Monday, I assume?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the famous fried chicken dinner on Monday. And usually we run out, so you got to get there early from 11. And that'll be going on in the restaurant. Of course, we're cooking out back, too. The restaurant will be Bratz Burgers and of course, the old famous beer garden, you got to have that.
Yeah, and of course, it's real easy. Like you said, Palmer, it's kind of just all downtown there. If you blink, you're going to miss it.
That's right. That's right. So if you go through, just go through slow.
I want to thank my guest, Randy Hildren, for joining me again on today's Public Affairs program. As always, we will just see you all again next week.